A group of church leaders has accused the Abbott government of state-sanctioned child abuse in the Immigration Detention Centre. 9 Christian denominations of the Australian Church's Refugee Task Force make the claim in their report today, Protecting the Lonely Children. And the chairman of the Church's Refugee Task Force is the Anglican Dean of Brisbane, the very Reverend Peter Catt. Peter Catt with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, James.
So a very strong accusation you make. What is the evidence?
The evidence has been around for a long time, and the accusation we're making today is hardly new. Just last week, Professor Gillian Triggs of the Human Rights Commission was on Christmas Island and reported that conditions had deteriorated and that children were suffering. And if children are experiencing harm and it's intentional, and the people who are perpetrating it know about it, have been told about it, then I think that qualifies as child abuse. And I guess it's up to the minister to either show how it isn't or to act on the advice of these people and do something about it.
A spokesperson for the minister, Scott Morrison, says the minister has not yet seen or been given the courtesy to review your report or to provide a response, and that claims of state-sanctioned child abuse are shocking and offensive, and they're rejected categorically.
We provided the department with a copy of this report on the 10th of July. We had a response from them yesterday afternoon saying that they were still working on the response. So the minister's department has the material and has had it for a fortnight. And before that, in October, we provided the minister with a draft report. And those who read the report will be able to see the minister's response and to see how it really doesn't address the issues. So these issues were placed before the minister in October of last year. So to say that he hasn't seen it or hasn't had the opportunity to respond means he needs to check with his department. And as I say, it's up to him to show how the plight of the children in detention centres is not child abuse.
Perhaps he takes objection to the term sanctioning of abuse, implying that he's directly intending to harm, as distinct from what the government says it's trying to do, which is act in the best interests of Australia by protecting its borders and ultimately the best interests of asylum seekers who would otherwise make a dangerous voyage by sea.
Yes, I understand that argument, but there are other ways to protect children, and one of the things that we've been asking the government to do more of is to work on the regional solution and also to consider things like the Tasmania alternative so that refugees can be housed in Australia while they await permanent settlement.
These are all valid arguments can be made,
yes,
as you've made. Arguments can be made as the government has made. But the government's decided to go its way, not your way.
Well, the thing we're pointing out is that the government's policy is causing harm to children, and we're calling on that harm to cease.
The government says that the old policies caused harm to children in the form of having them drown. That could be argued, in a loose sense, to be state-sanctioned abuse as well, could it not?
I don't think so. I think that would be drawing a long bow. And as I say, there are other ways to stop people getting on boats. It's just that the deterrence model is the one the government has chosen. There's very little evidence that deterrence works when people are fleeing from dire situations.
There's a good deal of evidence that it works in stopping people arrive in Australia, just not much else.
Yes, but we don't know where they are on the sea, though. One of the problems with the government's approach to this matter is that we don't know what's going on the high seas, and only occasionally do we get some whiff of what's going on out there. So the evidence is still to be delivered as to whether the deterrence works, and we suspect it doesn't.
Does the minister have an inherent conflict in that he is legally the guardian of children, unaccompanied children, in immigration detention centres, and he is also the jailer, if you will?
Yes, well, that's our first recommendation, is that those powers be separated. It's unfair on the minister, I think, to expect any minister, and it's not just about Minister Morrison, it's about his predecessors as well, as are the broader accusations. They're not specifically about this minister.
It's the process and the structure.
There's a real conflict of interest when the minister is supposed to be the guardian, and a guardian should have the sole interest of the child in their sight, and for the minister to have both that duty of care and then to be the person who determines where a child gets sent, how they get processed, the perfunctory nature of the process, and all of those things. So there's no one who's actually got the interests of the child as their paramount responsibility.
But if the guardian was given the sole interest, if the guardian's sole interest was the protection of the child, then necessarily the guardian would have no power to do anything, because that would all rest with the minister.
For the child, but the guardian would be able to advocate on behalf of the child.
Well, you can advocate as well. How's that going?
Oh, well, today's launch is an attempt to move that along.
I understand. The very Reverend Peter Catt, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And Peter Catt, the Anglican Dean of Brisbane and the Chairman of the Australian Church's Refugee Task Force.